And now this is a dictation for Jacqueline, Jacqueline Curtis, Curtis, November 1238, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, Stevelton, 7751640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Jackie, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, a small kidney on the right side, the last visit in April, bilateral lens implant to have, a left-sided breast mass, no biopsy has been done yet, to be followed with imaging in 6 months, chronic back pain, incidental T12 hemangioma, does have a spinal stenosis, neuroforaminal stenosis, but is not severe. Follow with Dr. Mark Adams, ADAMS. Limited mobility from neurogenic claudication, multiple falls, otherwise extensive review system besides nocturia negative. Medication list review. Notice the ACE inhibitors, HCTC. She remains on treatment for hyperthyroidism with Tapazole, T-A-P-A-Z-O-L-E. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 136 over 60. By nurse, was high here, 163.76. Weight is stable. No respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular normal. Normal speech. Nasitis, edema, focal deficit. She was able to walk. No major focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine 1.6. Slowly progressive over time, representing a GFR 31 stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, phosphorus normal, minor increase of calcium 10.3, malanemia 12.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable, minimal progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis. Next paragraph, blood pressure in the office not well controlled. At home, apparently better. I did not change blood pressure medicines. Next number, there has been no need for EPO treatment. Next number, pressing electrolyte, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, no need for binders. Monitor minor increase of calcium, probably from HCTC, not symptomatic. Also takes a low dose of vitamin D. For the time being, no changes. Next number, chronic nocturia, no infection in the urine. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.